Uncovered Sex, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Escaping the Routine by Hege Johansson. I've always considered myself straight. While some of my girlfriends have tried both men and women, I've always stuck with male partners. My friends have shared their stories with me, and most of them say it was a positive experience to try something new. And I've listened to them, but somehow, I've never given in to the temptation. But now I just don't know. I would like to keep saying that I'm 100% straight, but something has changed. I prefer to have a man by my side in my everyday life, but I wouldn't have anything against a little extravaganza with someone of my own sex. I'll tell you why. We went for a hike this weekend, the girls and I. We've all been friends for a long time, and we've been saving up to do something for ourselves. We are starting to grow older and settle down, and we've really been longing for a chance to just be ourselves, with no chores waiting for us, kids waking up at 7 o'clock. Well, a simple escape from everyday life. And now I'll tell you what we did. A dreamy holiday that puts a big smile on my face every time I think about it. We had planned a cabin-to-cabin trip and brought our skis and sticks and all the other gear we might need. The car was packed with our luggage, and there was almost no room for us, but that was part of the fun. There we were, four girls on a trip, full of expectations. But little did I know what kind of trip it would turn out to be. The first cabin we reached was great. It was nice and warm, and there were signs that someone had been there not long before. Empty beer cans and an overflowing ashtray showed that someone had had a good time there before moving on. We didn't mind. We just took out our own beer cans and wine and made a toast to our friendship. That night, two of the girls went to bed early, while Tina and I stayed up, chatting and drinking wine. Going to bed early wasn't part of the plan for the weekend. We wanted to enjoy every bit of our freedom. We got a bit tipsy, and the conversation shifted to the topic of sex, as usual. Those who say girls are the worst on this are absolutely right. Tina began to tell me that she was unsatisfied because her partner didn't take her often enough. Before I could even think, she was taking off her clothes and standing in front of me wearing only her panties. Am I such a bad sight, Sandra? I stuttered and felt myself blushing, but all the drinking had had some effect on me, so I went over to her and stroked her stomach. You are beautiful, I said. He doesn't know what he's missing, your husband, if he doesn't want to get on this. Can I look at you? She asked as innocently as she could. And it sure couldn't hurt. We had been best friends for many years and seen each other's bodies countless times when we were younger. Tina helped me pull off my top and told me to turn around. She unhooked my bra, and I let her do it. Her hands were so gentle,